It's Tim Whalen of the Metro West Daily News, USA Today. Tim, good to have you on with us this afternoon.
Great to be on again, Rich. It's been a little bit.
Yeah, it has indeed. What have you been up to of late?
Not much. I live out in Denver, Colorado now, just experiencing the Rockies, so it's a little different than Watertown, Mass, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. How do you like it out there?
Oh, so enjoyable. You know, if you can afford to ski once or twice, that's all you got to get in. And there's plenty to do. And right now it's about 60 and sunny. So they say that, you know, most of the snow comes in March, though. So I'm getting ready for that.
Oh, good, good. Something to look forward to there. We're trying to get rid of it back here.
I know. Here it's funny. It'll come down and then a sunny day will just clear it all out. But, you know, Denver's a little different than the mountains. You have to drive about an hour into the mountains. So, yeah, it's a great, great area.
Well, let's talk about your Red Sox here a little bit this afternoon. A lot of folks have them as the favorites in the American League East. Is that a deserving designation?
I believe so, yeah. It's hard not to. They did win the division last year. I know that the poor taste they left in everyone's mouth, that was about when I was coming out here, actually, to Colorado, was when they were getting swept in that series. And that can just clear away a whole 5-6 months of good favor that they had earned. But right now with the Sale acquisition, losing Moncada, huge loss, going forward. But based on who the team is now, I think it was well worth the gamble. And you look at, it's not just their offense or their rotation. They also they're a great defensive team. Mitch Moreland was a Gold Glove winner last year. So you have to think about that. That'll they'll be able to experiment more with the DH position, without David Ortiz there. So, yeah, but I was looking that they have, their 75 errors were tied for the least in baseball last year. Then you add Moreland to that. So that's one aspect I think that's getting brushed over a little bit.
Yeah, I love the Moreland acquisition, but I wonder, do they have enough depth? You know, if Sandoval doesn't get the job done at third, if something happens in the outfield, I guess you've got Chris Young. But, of course, in this day and age, does anybody have enough depth?
No, I exactly. There's so many teams. It's not, I don't know. The amount of teams has probably doubled in the last 50 years. So, you're going to have some guys that are on the roster that might not necessarily be big leaguers in days past. So, it's really depth. I feel like it's depth in the bullpen that always comes back for every team. I've always said that bullpens in baseball are kind of like secondaries in football, that there's like five very good ones, in the whole league, and then everyone else is kind of scrambling to put something together back there. That bridge to Kimbrel, especially now that starters, even the good ones sometimes, although at Sale, I haven't looked at it. I mean, he seems like a guy who goes deep in the game. So you're hoping, that helps the bullpen a little bit, but, the bridge to Kimbrel is always what concerns you. I know they got Tyler Thornburg from Milwaukee, but they had to lose some depth at third base to get him in Travis Shaw. So, hopefully he pans out better than, who was it last year, Carson Smith?
Right.
You really need those bridge guys, yeah.
High hopes for Andrew Benintendi. John Farrell even saying today he wants to try some lineups in the next couple of weeks with Benintendi batting in the three hole. And this is a guy who never played in AAA, limited number of at-bats, and a lot of people hoping for a breakout, but there's always that chance of a little bit of a backslide, too, with a young guy like that.
Yeah. People like to make bold proclamations this time of year, and one of them with him, I've heard, because I felt like I saw him enough last year that he wouldn't be a rookie this year, but I've heard, so not too often, but the rookie of the year MVP, the Fred Lynn chatter, go around with Andrew Benintendi. But, what's good is that he's coming into an organization, onto a team that he won't be so heavily relied on. Say, the Rockies, for instance, or the Diamondbacks, if he was coming up, they'd be pinning all their hopes on him, but they just, that outfield across the board, Mookie Betts easily could have won the MVP last year. Jackie Bradley is one of the best defenders in center, and he had his 30-game hit streak. But Benintendi, I remember that moment when he had that knee injury in Tampa. It was so scary. You're like, geez, this is the franchise. So I think you can gauge how the hopes for a guy based on the reaction on Twitter when a guy possibly has an injury like that. And luckily it turned out not to be that bad. But really, when you watch him, that his swing is so pure. And it's that, you know, the trick of the lefty swing. It always it sometimes looks better than a righty swing, even if it's the same in a mirror. So he's got a, you know, a lot of potential, and he seems fit for the market from what I remember hearing from him last year. He seems like the kind of guy who's supremely confident, you know, another supremely confident, you know, in the field of Dustin Pedroia, you know, like a diminutive, supremely confident guy.
So much young talent on this team, and so many had outstanding seasons last year, from Bogarts to Mookie to Jackie Bradley Jr. Is there, have we seen the best of them? Is there even more upside for that trio?
I would hope so, yeah. I mean, how are any of them over 24?
I don't think so, no.
Don't they? Yeah, they say guys are, you know, you don't come into your prime until 27, 28. Just so much raw talent, and it's just wild. Bogarts, he's just a part of the fabric now. He's been around since, you know, we remember what he did in the 2013 World Series, which coincidentally, as much hope as there is for this team and for those trios, that, you know, 2013 was the last time they even won a playoff game. So, you know, we have to get through the year first. But I think there's a lot, there's a lot to hope for from all of them. Betts, I don't know if you can expect. I don't know if you put him in your trio that you just mentioned. I'm trying to remember, but I don't know if you could expect the numbers he had last year. Remember, even you know, in Baltimore alone, I think he hit like 10 home runs last year.
That's right. That. Yeah.
So everything he did kind of turned to gold. Bradley, sometimes at the dish, you just don't know what you're going to get. He's kind of feast or famine. You know what you're going to get from him in the outfield, but you know, after that 30-game hit streak, I believe John Farrell like changed him in the lineup, and that's what kind of blew the hit streak. But that was just one of those fun, like, midsummer, you know, it's a slow sports time stories. I think it's easy to put a lot of expectations on guys, but they're gonna I don't know. I don't know what the end result will be for their numbers, but I'm sure they're going to make some positive contributions throughout the year.
Pretty impressive big three when you look at that starting rotation. You know, Porcello, I don't think anybody expects a 22-win season from him again. And David Price, you know, you're a pretty good pitcher when 230 innings and 17 wins is considered a down season. Who do you think emerges as the ace out of that starting rotation?
Well, it's Chris Sale. He just, based on everything I've seen and heard from him so far, he's you expect him to just be a steady. And I'm you know, going away from how David Price. David Price digs himself a hole, because he really, right, you look at what he did last year, and it's not too bad. I know, you know, he'd give up the long ball sometime in inopportune moments, and he'd really have some duds, but then he had some just sneaky great games that. You know, we're overshadowed sometimes by how he's covered and how he brings a lot of attention onto himself with his, you know, his rabbit ears. And he kind of built some straw man arguments about, well, this is what people are going to say. And maybe it's not straw man. Maybe he's getting, you know, people on Twitter going after him. But, you know, I know for me, I'm rooting for him, and I'm hoping he does fine. And I'm not chirping at him on Twitter. I don't know about you, Rich, you know.
No.
But, but so he's a guy that. Well, and you hope that this elbow thing isn't too serious. That's kind of major. Is he not? I believe he's going to take some time off. I don't know. You know, who knows if he'll even be there for the start of the year. So I think Chris Sale is your guy, your clear-cut favorite to be the ace. It's not like a couple years ago, you know, Clay Buchholz had those shirts, or Joe Kelly. I forget who printed those shirts.
Right.
But, you know, I'm the ace. All five guys had a different ace shirt. So now Dave Dombrowski surprised everyone when he made that move, and people didn't see starting pitching as a pressing need. They were thinking, you know, Edwin Encarnacion to replace David Ortiz, something like that. But Dombrowski got really creative and made a splash that you can't have enough pitching. I know it sounds kind of cliche, but you watch the games, and I'm like, out here in Colorado, right? They're getting their lineup is loaded. They have all kinds of young talent in their lineup, but they have to develop pitching, and they've got some guys, you know, who can throw, but no one can see them being better than a, you know, low 80s win team based on that fact. And the Red Sox have three or four starters better than a lot of teams' ace. And that's what, you know, the kind of luxury the Red Sox have. As much as, you know, being in New England, people aren't always going to look at the glass half full on those things. They're going to see what's missing. What do we need, you know, to win it?
That's the New England mentality right there, as always.
Exactly. I've tried to carry some of it out here.
Well, I hope so, yeah. As well, you should. Tim Whalen Jr. Hey, Tim, it's great talking with you, as always. We hope you do get some good skiing weather here in the rest of the month of March, and you can have all of it out there as we look for green grass here.
Yeah, get the warm weather back to New England. Hope you're doing well, Rich.
Thanks, Tim. Good to talk with you.
Take care. Good talking to you.
That's Tim Whalen Jr. talking Sox here on Dats.